Good morning. Thanks for listening. And welcome to a fundraiser edition of Central Standard. I'm Suzanne Hogan. We've put together a fun show for you today that will showcase the diverse sounds from our local gamelan ensemble and will feature the compositions of local musician Patrick Alonzo Conway. Throughout the hour, we'll be asking you to call in and support KCUR to make a pledge. You can call 816-235-5287 at any time or go online at kcur.org. But first, today's show is about what you're starting to hear now, the percussive sounds of gongs and metallophones, cymbals. It's gamelan music, the orchestral music of Indonesia, which originated from the islands of Bali and Java. The song you're hearing now is Blossoming Dance, an original composition by our guest today, director of Gamelan Genti Kastura, Casey's local gamelan ensemble. A decade ago, Kansas City became home to a handcrafted gamelan instrument collection from Indonesia. The gamelan was tuned and blessed by Balinese Hindu high priests. The ensemble, which consists of a variety of local talent from all backgrounds, has performed all around the metro. Performances have included dance, shadow puppets, and more. The group will be performing May 18th at 4 p.m. at the Plaza Library to celebrate its 10th anniversary celebration. Patrick Alonzo Conway, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, Suzanne. Thanks so much for having me on.
Let's talk about these sounds and the music that we're hearing right now from the gamelan, our local gamelan. For someone who has no knowledge of what gamelan music is or what it's about, how would you go about explaining it to someone?
Well, this is the orchestral musical tradition of Bali specifically, and it's large ensemble music. This is a piece that I wrote, I think it was my third gamelan composition, and one where I really was trying to write in a Balinese style specifically, especially formally in terms of how I put the piece together and internally with the way the piece was put together on a smaller level, but also at the same time exploring, stretching out into my own territory with that. So,
what is it about this music that first appealed to you as a person who studied a lot of different genres of music?
Well, my primary world music interest before coming to gamelan was African and Afro-Cuban music and music of the African diaspora throughout the world. So obviously I'm really interested in rhythm and interplay between different parts, because that's the way that music tends to be put together. It's polyrhythmic, you know, many rhythms sort of knitted together. And especially Balinese gamelan has that as a really strong element within it. There's a concept called kotekan that's played within certain instruments where you have intertwining, rhythmic and melodic intertwining of two parts. And they describe it as male and female intertwining. So my first session going to a gamelan rehearsal, I was introduced to that concept and tried to play it. I was immediately hooked. It was all over after that, because it had everything. It had interesting melodic contour, yet this really intense rhythmic interplay between parts. So it fed me on that level real strongly.
What other characteristics of this music make it different from other genres or drumming styles?
Oh, boy. I'd say the strong emphasis on melody as a core, and its really strong constructive principle compositionally. It tends to be very composed music and not improvisatory so much. Improvisation doesn't play a big part in this music. It's all about ensemble virtuosity and the group, the collective creation. So that also is of great interest to me. Yeah,
so then getting more into this local group that we're hearing now, this is a group of local players that are playing instruments that were brought over from Indonesia. How did Kansas City become home to a gamelan?
Well, it's an interesting story that goes back 10 years, and I think it must have been around 2001, UMKC commissioned this really unique set. It's called a Samaradana gamelan, and that is kind of a modern gamelan that was created in the 80s by a composer named and instrument maker named Wayan Barata in Denpasar, Bali, and it allows for the playing of music that would normally be played on completely different sets of gamelan on one. So that's unique in that sense. But anyway, UMKC commissioned the set in 2001, I think, or two. I'm not sure exactly. It takes a while to build these because they build it. It's played on repeatedly to break it in. They retune it a couple of times. It was sent over in probably January, February of 2003 and arrived here. And then a teacher, Katut Gede Asnawa, and his family came to teach us.
Was that part of the deal, bringing him over with the gamelan?
Yeah, I think that was the idea, because you have to have somebody to teach it. And there are Americans here who could do that. In fact, a UMKC alum, Andy McGraw, who did his bachelor's degree in percussion performance here, then a master's at Tufts, a PhD at Wesleyan, Fulbright scholar. Now he's a professor at Richmond University in Virginia. He was instrumental in the connection to make this happen. And the teacher being here is a big part of it. You have to have somebody to show you how to play the stuff. And it's not easy music, I can tell you that.
So when you first were introduced to this, I mean, what was your initial response? Were you able to pick it up easily, or did you struggle with it?
I did struggle with it initially, because what's interesting and difficult about playing some of the more elaborate parts, some of these parts are fairly easy to play and you can pick up quickly, but others are really intense and hard. And one of the basic things you have to do, these are bronze bars that if you strike them, they'll just ring. And when you change notes and you're playing on the gamelan, you have to mute the note you've hit prior when you hit the next one. And you can imagine, if you're playing really fast passages, your left hand or right, whichever hand has the stick, doesn't have the stick, you're having to ghost behind yourself and mute the past note as you hit the next one. So I can remember my first time, I was literally putting my whole forearm under the keys to mute it, because otherwise it just turns into a big blur of sound, until I started to get the technique down.
So the group has been playing together in various forms throughout the past 10 years. How has it been changing over the past 10 years, from kind of UMKC's involvement to where you guys are now?
Yeah, UMKC housed us for about 8 years, and 2 years ago we moved into Charlotte Street Urban Culture Project Studio Residence, under their studio residency program. There are, I think, 4 or 5 of us still in the group. It's a 14-member group at the moment. There are 4 or 5 that are from, go clear back to the inception of the group.
Huh.
So there has been, a regular rotation of people coming through. One thing that has changed in the last few years, we lost our dance director, Novi Lee, an Indonesian lady who moved to Portland for a new job. So our dance component has kind of evaporated, and we're trying to readdress that, especially for traditional stuff. We have collaborated with some choreographers here in town and hope to do more of that. And so we're moving actually more towards doing original work. And
like some of the stuff you've composed.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in just a bit, we're going to go into some of the more specific instruments featured in our local gamelan ensemble. One of the interesting things about gamelan is that it can't be played alone. It's a very communal musical form. We'll talk more about that with Patrick Conway, composer and director of the Gamelan Genti Kasturi here in Kansas City. But first, we ask you to think about your KCUR community and how much you value this local programming. We ask you to support KCUR by making a pledge. Here now are some people who can tell you about how you can do just that. I'm Suzanne Hogan, and you're listening to Central Standard on KCUR 89.3 FM and KCUR.org. This is Central Standard. I'm Suzanne Hogan. We appreciate your support for public radio today and for local programs like Central Standard. Eclectic composer and gamelan Genti Kasturi director Patrick Conway is here in the studio. We're talking about the local gamelan that's been performing here in Kansas City for 10 years now. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary with a performance May 18th at the Kansas City Public Library Plaza Branch. More information on our website at kcur.org. And just a minute ago, I mentioned the communal and social aspect aspects to this musical form. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, this is music that is not about individuals, and it can't be created without a collective. That's kind of the whole point. And Balinese culture is very oriented in that direction. So it's often described as being music that is oriented towards ensemble virtuosity, because it, especially when the Balinese play it, it's very virtuosic, but it can be up to, you know, 25, 30 people playing together, and it's tightly coordinated. So, yeah, really interesting conceptually and musically.
And then, but there's a lot of individual things kind of going on within the ensemble.
Absolutely.
And there's about a dozen instruments in our local ensemble.
Right.
Patrick, let's hear what some of those individual instruments sound like.
This is the kajar, the timekeeper. Wadon, the biggest gong. Lanang, the next biggest gong. Kempur, the next largest gong. And the kamong, the little gong. And here's a common gong pattern. The gunta orag, which is used to mark large gong cycles. Here's the jublog or chalung, the lower pitch, 3, 4. And here's the higher pitched one, 2, 3, 4. And here they are together, 3, 4. The kendang drums used to conduct the ensemble. This pair are called peña cha. Our teacher said they're kind of like sugar on top. Cheng cheng, the added salt to the mix.
So we've got a lot of different textures going on here, and even flavors with sugar and salt.
Right.
How do you as a composer think about these instruments texturally?
Well, you know, each instrument kind of has its sonic space that it takes up. And it is interesting that our, you know, those references came from our teacher, Kadude Asnawa, talking about the spiciness or the flavor of the sounds. And yeah, gosh, you know, there's so many things to consider. I guess being oriented towards Western classical music, that's my training. I, of course, am thinking about pitch quite a bit, but texture is a big part of it. And then within the Balinese setup of instruments, there are really very specific roles that are played by the different instruments in the group. And it's kind of hierarchical, like the gongs are sort of like the bones, the skeleton of the piece, the basic structure that a composition or even a section is based around. And the lower pitched the instrument is, it tends to move slower in its activity rate. So there are big instruments called jigogans that are also metallophones, and they kind of move at a similar rate to the gong, maybe a little bit faster. And then the jublogs, which you heard in the excerpt there, they actually are like the main meat, melodic meat of the composition that other parts are spun from. Yeah. And you may have noticed in there too, the vibration created with the combination of the two instruments, that's called ombak in Bali, and very crucial to the basic sound. It's almost like musicians out there might liken it to a chorusing effect. It's a slight detuning, and you end up with a resultant vibration of the whole ensemble when it's really going. So it's very vibrant, really interesting.
And all those instruments don't even cover every single one. How do you turn all those individual parts and sounds into something that sounds like this?
Wow. Yeah, that's that's just, you know, it's somewhat intuitive and somewhat intellectual. It's from years of playing, you sort of get ideas. That specific piece that was playing is one of my compositions that I call the Mass Dance, which is actually based on a traditional Balinese composition called Baris Tunggal, which is a solo warrior dance. So I had that foundation to work from and then spun on it. In my case, I added something unusual to that composition, which is the use of harmony. And you don't find that a lot in traditional Balinese music. You don't find it at all, actually, except for harmonization mostly at the fifth of some of the gongsa parts, which are higher metallophone parts that were in there.
Yeah, what was the umbak in the room when you performed that live? This is a recording from La Esquina.
Right.
That you guys, it was part of the Urban Culture Project, Charlotte Street Foundation, the residency that you guys have been awarded.
Yeah, exactly. That was, there was a project called the Speakeasy that was put together by Andy Erdrich and Sean Starowitz at La Esquina, and they were having different bands and ensembles come in and play, so they invited us in. And La Esquina is an unusual space, you know, it's really a visual space. It's pretty reverberant, so we really activated that room with our sound.
So when I first heard Gamelan for the first time, I thought it had a lot of kind of thrashing metal kind of sounds to it that that resonated with me. And I'm wondering, am I alone in that feeling when you hear that? It kind of just sounds like thrashing metal. And
it is, yeah. Well, it's funny. It's kind of a joke in the group. Our teacher Asnawa always called gamelan, Balinese gamelan, the original heavy metal, and it can be really heavy like that. At times it can also be very delicate, but when you have that entire ensemble really going to town together, and with the drums and the cymbals, it's really, really hot.
We're going to take a quick break to ask you to pledge your support to KCUR. We'll continue our conversation with musician Patrick Conway, plus hear about some of his other musical collaborations beyond the gamelan Gunta Kasturi later in the hour. I'm Suzanne Hogan. You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR and KCUR.org. Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Suzanne Hogan. Today, you're pledging your support for KCUR, and we're talking to our guest, Patrick Conway. He's the director of the local gamelan ensemble, Gunta Kasturi. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary with a performance May 18th at the Plaza Library at 4 o'clock. More information at kcur.org. Let's talk more about this musical style and its relationship to Indonesian spirituality, especially in Bali and Java.
Sure thing. The Balinese are strongly Hindu, and specifically Agama Hindus, which are holy water Hindus, and primarily devotees of Shiva. So historically, maybe in the 1100s, Hinduism moved over into Java, and some princely courts were set up on the island of Java. And in the mid-1300s, the Islamic invasion came behind and kind of shoved the Hindu princes into Bali. And with that came the bronze gamelan. I think prior to that, there was a lot of bamboo music in Bali, and still is, but the bronze gamelan came with that incursion and movement of those princes onto Bali. And so the bronze gamelan was primarily in courts. So it was something that the wealthy had for their own use. And then historically, when the Dutch colonized Bali, which was 1906, pretty late in the colonization process in the world, then the bronze gamelan was disseminated out to the people. But back to the spirituality, Hinduism is really strong in Bali to this day, and there are rituals going on constantly on a daily basis, and the gamelan is integral to temple ceremonies.
And there's this sense of duality that you explore in a composition that you did, Angels and Demons. We're going to hear that right now. Okay. So putting this piece together, there was a lot of collaboration that went on there, but you really tried to tap into kind of these spiritual elements, this duality. Can you talk about
that? Yeah, the foundational concept of that piece, which it was a big deal for us. It was an hour-long collaborative piece we did through Urban Culture Project in 2011. It was called Angels and Demons at Play after the Sun Ra composition. And that piece is really a recomposition of a Sun Ra composition. But so that was kind of the foundational element, working with visuals, choreography, and music of, and recitation of Sun Ra poetry, of dealing with duality, the balancing of positive and negative energies. So that's where the Angels and Demons at Play comes in as a title, and it has a really strong connection to Balinese culture because they're all about balancing of positive and negative energies, not one winning out over the other, but actually being in a state of balance.
There's over 17,500 islands in Indonesia. It's incredible to think about this country. Great. And all the diversity that's there. And you've been to Bali and traveled around there. Can you talk about your experience there and what you experienced spiritually there with kind of some of these themes that you've used in the gamelan locally here?
Yeah, you know, I went in the summer of 2006 when our teacher left Kansas City to go to Urbana Champaign, where he's teaching and has his family there now. So they offered for me to come home with them for the summer. I went over for about a month. And honestly, I was there during the time of the Bali Arts Festival, which is a month-long festival highlighting artistic culture from all over the island. So I spent a lot of time just going to daily concerts and events there. In terms of spirituality, it's really interesting to see people that are that attuned to practicing their philosophical spirituality on a daily basis. It's really a daily thing for them. And it affects you and makes you think about, you know, your own life and how you approach it, for sure.
And kind of since 1906, there's been a lot more just people within that region and, you know, around the world, more exposure to what gamelan is, playing and even competitions.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. And of course, Bali Arts Festival is based around a competition. There are 9 provinces on the island, and they each send in a group of their heavy hitters, and they compete. They pair them off and compete. And then, of course, they have to have an extra 10th group. So sometimes they'll draw that from the island. But like in 2010, a group from New York, Dharma Swara, was invited and competed as the 10th group. So there's more involvement from outside groups. The Balinese are very open to outside ideas, but are also very interested in promoting their culture throughout the world. And do a lot of that.
Yeah, so. since Gadut Ade Asnawa left, how has your role changed into more of a teaching role, maybe with the local group, or more, you know, your title is the director? I mean, what does that mean for you?
Well, for me, it was a tough transition because, you know, I spent 3 years being an ensemble member, and really, I guess I saw it happening, but I was being coaxed into that role of learning the drum, and the drummer are the de facto director of the ensemble. So I was being pulled into that role out of just being a rank gongsa player, which is one of the parts. But it has put me into the role of not only organizing the music for the group, teaching newbies in the group, but I get help from some of the old members too, but also organizing events.
Our guest is local composer Pat Conway of the Gamela Genta Kasturi. We're going to go beyond the gong in a moment and hear some of Patrick's other compositions and other genres. But first, we're going to take a quick break and ask for your pledge. Hear how. I'm Suzanne Hogan, and you're listening to Central Standard on KCUR and KCUR.org. Thank you. with our guest, the director of the group, Patrick Alonzo Conway. But this isn't Gamelan that we're hearing right now. It's kind of an example of some of the eclectic music that you also have composed. Can you talk to us a little bit about what we're hearing?
Well, this is actually a scratch recording of a piece that I did for a collaboration, actually, between Gamelan Gunta Kasturi and Black House Collective. We're both studio residents through Charlotte Street Studio Residency Program. And this was about a year ago, the May Open Studios concert. And the concept was kind of we both groups strolled into the stage. So I had the Black House guys singing and clapping, and the Gamelan group playing. You hear flutes in there. Those are called suling. So we had this kind of mobile satellite dual group that converged from different spots on the stage. So that was the concept behind that. And mixing Western instruments with Gamelan. But I also, work with People's Liberation Big Band of Kansas City.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Well, how long has that group been around? It's an ensemble of such a diverse group of musicians.
Yeah, and a great group of musicians, by the way. It's really centered around Brad Cox. And it started out as Brad Cox Big Band. About 2000. The year 2000 were the roots of that, and it has gone on. And Brad decided to change the name to People's Liberation Big Band of Greater Kansas City.
Let's hear one of your compositions from that now.
Yeah.
So you wrote this composition. What's
yes.
it called?
It's called In the Rompus Room, which is kind of a strange title, but don't ask me to explain it.
I was going to ask you.
Right. I know. Well, it's just kind of a funny title and has some references to, male and female interaction, let's say, or lovers interaction. But the roots of that piece, even though it's for a kind of an alternative jazz big band setup, which People's Liberation Big Band is, its roots are in kind of Bulgarian wedding music, so it has a strong Balkan element within there, too.
What instrument do you play in this group?
People's Liberation Big Band, I play primarily hand percussion, but I also play bassoon and second barry sax. So.
And what other instruments do you play?
I play a little bit of alto sax in the BCR band. People, I'm sure, have heard of that. Dwight Frizzell and BCR going back to 1982. A lot of Afro-Cuban hand percussion. Bata, cajon, conga.
And you've been to Cuba and studied there, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's been a while back. It was 1996. I went over for a month on a study program and went to Santiago de Cuba for a couple of weeks and studied in La Habana for a couple of weeks, too.
We're almost out of time, but I want to ask you, you're from Independence originally, and you've traveled all around the world. Why have you decided to stay living in Kansas City and working as a musician here?
Well, gosh, my family's here. My mom and dad are here. Even though they had left and gone out to San Francisco for a while, they came back. That's something I think that really holds me here. But also, and especially now, the scene is incredible. There are so many great musicians and so many great opportunities here. The living is cheap. So I think those things all combined keep me here.
And then what's next for you? I know we've got your celebration coming on with the Gamelan Gunta Kasturi celebrating 10 years. That's May 18th at 4 p.m. at the Plaza Library. What else are you working on musically right now?
Well, I'm working on a new composition that's supposed to be for People's Liberation Big Band and Gamelan Gunta Kasturi, a piece that could function for either separately or both together. Also, I think I'll be working on some music for the Greek play, Guerrilla Theater, and the other big thing I've got to work on for next year is getting our Gamelan set tuned.
Huh, that's
so that's going to be quite an undertaking. And then a recording of hopefully a lot of my work for Gamelan.
Well, we're going to go out with one of your other works, Tu Tienes Carta Blanca.
Right.
We're going to hear that. Patrick Conway, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on Central Standard and for talking to us about the Gamelan Gunta Kasturi.
Thank you, Suzanne.
The Gamelan Gunta Kasturi will be performing the 10th anniversary performance May 18th at 4 p.m. at the Plaza Library. Go to kcur.org. Patrick Conway is a composer and musician. We hope that you found parts of this episode interesting and enjoyable. Here we're going to hear from some people who can tell you how to pledge your support to KCUR. I'm Suzanne Hogan. This is Central Standard on KCUR 89.3 FM, online at kcur.org.